Female Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday. It is Winning Wednesday. It is Working Wednesday, baby. Let me tell you something. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, gumbarum.com. That is GUBBARUM.com, gumbarum.com, baby. Now listen, it is April 13th, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And I'm going to tell you something. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. I got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Africa, Zimbabwe, Kenya. Do have some members in the UK and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Batati. Karan Batati. Y'all know I'm so happy for Karan Batati. He did a promotion with me last year. Yes, yes, yes. His debut album, Studio 3311, he is still burning up the charts. A little bit later, I will play some music by Karan Batati. Let you sample what I'm talking about. But right now, I got a musical showcase. Oh, my Lord. I have a musical showcase and a musical salute for Paul Flannery. Paul Flannery. Listen, y'all. Oh, I got some hot potatoes on today. I got some stuff to put up in your ear. Some great music, and I am telling you, I am so excited about this song. I just love it, love it, love it. And I want you to understand why I love it. I'm going to let you experience the magic of this song. It's called Roses, Roses, Roses. I want y'all to check this out. Take a listen. Take a listen.
Roses,
that is Roses, Roses, Roses. I really do like that particular single. I really do. It is phenomenal. Let me tell you something. That is Paul Flannery. Paul Flannery. I love this number from him. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit softer, and I love it. I love it. And to me, now listen, y'all know I tell the truth. I got to be honest. You know, this song, he really has a little flavor going on of Rick Springfield. So to me, you know, this particular song, he's just like Rick Springfield reimagined. Y'all remember Rick Springfield? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Listen, dust the dust off your brains. Get the cobweb out of your brain, out of your ears, and take a listen. Now, look, that song, Roses, I'm telling you, it's going to do very, very well. Now, I want y'all to remember, y'all heard it today, Wednesday, April the 13th, 2022, on the Fierce Female Network. And I know that song is going to do very, very well. That is Roses, Roses, Roses. I'm going to play it again for you because I want you to remember that you heard it today. All right? I want y'all to really catch on to that song, and what you will, because it's a great song, great lyrics. Yes, 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 and the music is just saucy. It is saucy. It is the boss sauce. I'm telling you, I'm going to play it again a little bit later on today. Yes, I am. I got some more music to put up in your ear on today. This one is Silly, 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 Silly. Take a listen. Y'all know this one. Oh, Lord, if I could sing like that, I'm telling you, I'd be turning the world upside down. Bart, I told y'all, get out the room. Y'all children, get out my room. You hear what I'm saying? Get out of my room. Listen, get off my ceiling. Y'all know they just took the room and poured it in the Kool-Aid. Poured it in the Kool-Aid and stirred it all up. I'm telling you, I don't know what's the matter with these people around here. I don't know what to do with them. But look, I'm going to play this song again. This is Rosa. Let me tell y'all something. Let me dial it back just a little bit. Y'all know Mama always got life lessons, right? Sometimes people come across our path, and we are to help them, right? And so everyone that comes across our path is not an assignment. Not everyone is an assignment. See, when you grow up and you understand, you learn how things work in the world. Woo, Lord, I'm getting chills already. The hair on the back of my head standing up. Listen, I'm so serious right now. Sometimes individuals come across our path, and we have to understand, when you have vision to see and to understand the individuals you are supposed to help, and then there's some individuals you got to let them go. See, when you become an adult and you understand the difference between the help ones and the let go ones, you're going to be all right. So in this lifetime, I have come to understand I can't help everybody. I'm one of them people because I got a heart for people. I love people. I got a heart for people. I love some people. And I've always been the type of person that want to help everybody in the world. And, honey, that stuff wear you out. I understand what I'm talking about. Listen, I've been through it, and I know. So I'm understanding that it's people you're supposed to help and people you're supposed to let go. And see, them ones, let me break down real easy for you. The ones, Mama going to tell you, the one that you're supposed to let go is one that ain't going to never listen. See, I was the kind that I was going to help you. Even you weren't even listening, trying to help yourself. I'm still trying to help you. See, now that's a foolish way. I had to learn the hard way. That's a foolish way. Now, them people that don't want to do nothing to help themselves, you're trying to do everything you can to better their situation and condition. You let them fools go because they ain't going to hear nothing you say. They walking around with a square head, a sponge head. You know what I mean? They got a sponge head. They soaking up all the crap and all the good stuff. They just want to let that go. They won't listen to that. So look, I'm saying all that to say this. Paul Flannery, I love this guy. I really do like this guy. I'm saying all this because I really do love this song, Roses. It's just give me chills. And I'm going to play it again. There's something about Paul Flannery just really... You know, it's just like I know this man is going to blow up bigger than life. Now, I'm putting this out on there. I'm telling y'all on the Fierce Female Network, and it always has happened. Spirit shows up. Spirit. Now, when I say spirit, I ain't talking about no ghosts. I ain't talking about no creepy ghosts. I'm talking about the spirit from the one, the Father God, which is in heaven. You understand me? Because I am full of God. I love God, right? So listen, my good people. It has happened on this show so many times. I've been doing this since 2007, and I've seen it happen over and over and over again. This happening right now. Different ones that come on this show, spirit shows up, and I say what it gives me fat out of my mouth, and it happens. And it's been happening to different artists right now. So listen, even during times when the show was WSF Radio, people came on the show, and they blew up bigger than life. And I feel that for Paul Ferry. No, I don't do. I feel spirit. Feels that and is saying that for Paul Flannery. So I'm speaking it out into the universe right now, and I'm telling you, there is a special mark on this man, Paul Flannery. And you know something, he's going to do even more than music. I know he loves music and things like that. He's going to do even more than music. He got his family, his children, all his supporters. And I'm telling you, this man is carved out to do something phenomenal. Now, I don't know what that is. He's doing it in music, but he is carved out to do something phenomenal. It's almost like he got a calling on his life to do help, to help people that's in certain situations. Oh, my Lord, I just really know that because the Father God in heaven has given me to say that. And so even with his music, he is on a mission with his music, and his music is ministering to people beyond what he can even imagine. Who knows? It might be individuals who are maybe suffering with different things, and I'm telling you, this man is carved out to do something really mighty and special. I just know that. I know that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So I'm going to play this song, Roses, 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 Roses. He made the song for his anniversary, him and his wife, and this is a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. I love it. I love it. Whoa, my goodness. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Okay, let me just play the song. This is Roses. Y'all take a listen.
Roses, come on, you know, come with me.
Roses. I'm telling you, y'all, that song, I'm telling you, it just really reminds me of Rick Springfield when he made the song, Jesse's Girl. Y'all remember the song, Jesse's Girl? I wish I had Jesse's Girl. Oh, and I felt that chill. See, listen, even when that happens, I know I'm on it, Listen. That song, Roses, let me tell y'all something. We all in life should experience real, true love. And so that song, Rose, I just love that song, and I just know it's going to be a momentous song for a lot of different couples, you know, that's dating and getting engaged, and you know, a lot of things like that. So really, this song, Roses, is really, really special. It's a special song. He made it for a special moment. And it's almost like the energy is in the song. You know, it's almost like the energy is in the song. So I'm going to say this. I'm pretty much out of time. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to be back later on today talking about Roses and playing the music as well. But I want to say this. Everybody should experience true, real love at least one time in your lifetime. And, you know, with this song, Roses, it's almost like feel that the person that created the song is experiencing that special love they never had with other people that he dated, whatever he did. Now, I ain't never met Paul Flynn, don't know what, none of that. But I'm just saying, it just feels like with this song and the energy that's in the song, it's almost like I can feel the purity of the love that he has for his wife, right? I just feel that. And I've never even said that before about anything or any other song on this station ever. But I just feel that. It's just a purity, and it's just a so special romantic love that he has. That's the energy in the song. The energy in the song is just coming through to me for some reason. I don't know why, but it really is. It really is. And I want y'all to come back later on today. I'm going to have another show tonight. 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to be 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to be talking about Roses again. That's why I love what I do. I love music because I'm telling you, music just speaks volumes to everybody. There's always something you can attach to music. It can remind you of a time and a place that you had from your past, right? And you can, it's celebration. Music is celebration. It's so many different reasons. And I just love what I do. I just love artists. I really do. I love it. Can y'all tell, okay? And I love to entertain. Y'all, look, I'm going to be back later on tonight talking about Paul Flynn. Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to be doing it to the max. Now, listen, I'm out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast, y'all. Now, look, y'all be good to one another.
Right? You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.
Fierce, she's that girl from a West Side girl to a